Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Dough. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. Oh, we gotta laugh about something, Quinnies. Oh my god. Ooh, we gotta get our laughs in somewhere. Thank you, Quinny. I needed that. Yeah. And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hello. Hi.
Carly's coming at us with another straight up unidentified case.
All right. Tight. We're talking about Newburyport John Doe. November 28, 1992, skeletal remains were found in a wooded area off Route 95 in Newburyport, Essex County, Massachusetts. The remains were determined to be of a young male. A forensic anthropologist examined the body, and his age was determined from his teeth and from the fact that certain of his bone shafts had not yet fused, which normally happens around age 20. So Newburyport John Doe's estimated date of death was determined to be anywhere from 1987 to 1991, and he's thought to be between 11 and 17 years old at the time of his death. There was no cause of death that could be determined, and there were no markings on the skeleton, although soft tissue injury was possible. The forensic anthropologist on the case couldn't determine his race, his weight, his hair color, or eye color. So, not great, but we do know his height is listed at anywhere from 5'6" to 5'10". There are no fingerprints available, but we do have DNA on file as well as dental records. And it's even a little bit more than that because John Doe had an impacted molar, which had grown sideways and out through his jaw.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like the anthropologist noted, like specifically, like this must have been very, very painful.
Excruciating.
Yeah. But there's no indication of any dental treatment to be seen on his jaw. Like nothing. Yeah.
Shit.
Like, so he was just like, must have been horrible. Just living with it. Yeah. God.
Can you imagine?
No,
I can't.
Ugh. Another way to identify him is through the x-rays of his head and body. If he had ever had a skull x-ray, like for his head injury, for his teeth, anything, they would be able to match it or rule it out with this x-ray. But so far, nothing has been matched. Authorities believe that this John Doe was a runaway as his description did not match any teenagers reporting missing locally. Unfortunately, where he was found, Route 95, it runs from Florida to Maine. So he could have come from basically anywhere, including Canada. He could be from anywhere. He was found, though, just off the SB Route 113 exit. Newburyport John Doe was found wearing size 3230 Levi jeans, size 11 Reebok sneakers, and a t-shirt with no logo and no tag. And we can share, there are a couple facial reconstructions of what he may have looked like. Anyone with information regarding Newburyport John Doe's possible identity or the circumstances of his death are encouraged to call the Massachusetts State Police at 978-745-8908.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.